Jeff Mintz, Executive Director, Sports Tech HQ.
That's right.
Here we are at the mothership.
You talk about tech. This is, innovations in sports have been happening here since the early 1900s.
Talk to us backstory, Sports Tech.
Sports Tech really is built off the foundation of Indianapolis and really Indiana in general being a sports state, specifically Indy being a sports town.
But beyond just cars, downtown Indianapolis is like sports headquarters.
So the Indiana Sports Corp, the story really, you have to go all the way back to the early 1900s with where we are now at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and really that first race in 1911. You know, you go through the years and the decades and all the events that have been here, but in 1979 was an inflection point for our community and a group of individuals got together and they said, we want to infuse our economy with sports. Let's create a sports commission. And in 1979, that was really the first of its kind. So the very first sports commission in the entire country formed here in Indianapolis called the Indiana Sports Corp. From there, that really was built on driving events and bringing sports governing bodies to this state. And so it really started with the Pan Am Games in the 1980s. And then, you know, we built a stadium before we had an NFL team.
Oh, wow.
Who does that?
That's an optimist.
Right, which was called the Hoosier Dome at the time, and then it was the RCA Dome, and now that's no longer. Now we have the Lucas Oil Stadium. But we built a stadium before we had an NFL team. That's how optimistic the founding fathers were of the Indiana Sports Corp. So we've hosted hundreds of events since 1979, driven $4 billion in economic impact to the state, and sports became a vibrant part of the community. And so where Sports Tech is, the next chapter, what does the next 25 years look like for our community? Yes, we're going to continue to host events best in class in the country. You come to Indiana and you go to an event, you're going to have a fabulous time. We bring the best events to this community, whether it's a Super Bowl or a Final Four or a Women's Final Four. We've got the USA Swimming National Trials here to go to Paris next summer for the Olympics. That'll be hosted in a football stadium.
Wow.
An NFL football. That's never happened. So you think about the innovation and the technology involved in that. But really what Sports Tech HQ is, it's a partnership with the Indiana Sports Corp and the state of Indiana, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, to put intentional effort on building a sports tech ecosystem here in Indiana. And what does that mean? Sports tech is broad. It could be racing, as you mentioned, motorsports. Think about the telemetry systems in race cars. It could be wearable devices, what we wear on our wrists to track our movements and our fitness routines. It could be sports betting or gambling. That's a big business now here in the United States, mm-hmm. and the data that drives those decisions. And so sports tech, it's so broad, and there's a lot of adjacencies to health and fitness. And so we think, because of our foundation here of sports, that we are set up so well to have a cluster of innovation in sports tech here in our community.
So would it be fair to say that optimally you guys are a greater good organization? Your mission is to build momentum economically for the whole state and for the region, for the city,
yeah.
But it's predicated the thematic thread that binds everything together, sports, whatever it might be.
You got it. You hit the nail on the head.
What's the breadth of your sports umbrella? Somebody was telling us about one of the most famous bicycle guys in the history of bicycle racing, 1890s or whatever,
yep.
Right here.
Right, Major Taylor, yeah. Uh-huh. In fact, you know, it's amazing the breadth, as I mentioned, it's so broad, sports tech. Just had a conversation today with a lady that just started a national cycling league. She's here in Indianapolis for a sports tech conference, and her league is innovative. And so we're talking about ideas about how we can help enhance that here in Indiana, and she's intrigued about coming to Indiana.
But hers is predicated on innovation.
Innovation.
Whatever it might be.
That's right, whether it's through a broadcast and streaming, or it's finding the racing lines and how you automate officiating and all those things that are going to make us more efficient, mm-hmm. and ultimately for the fan, make it more engaging and the content more rich.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
A little bit about you, how you came to be here now.
Yeah, so I born in Iowa, mm-hmm. middle of the country, moved to Indianapolis when I was 9 years old, grew up on the east side of Indianapolis, fell in love with a game of basketball here, uh-huh. and so my true sport is basketball in my heart. In fact, my dog is named Norman Dale, which was the coach on the movie Hoosiers. I did go to IU. I studied sports marketing and management there. Also played golf and tennis in high school and really kind of started to fall in love with golf, with the Tiger Woods movement. You being from California, you know how big Tiger was for the game. That caught fire for me. And so what I did for 20 years, Tom, is I chased my career in the golf industry and running large events all over the country. So I lived in 5 or 6 different states for about 20 years working on major golf events for the PGA of America, whether it's a PGA Championship or the Ryder Cup, Senior PGA. Really honing my career. And you know, you talk about economic development. We go back to that. And what is this truly, what is sports tech doing? That's what it's doing. What I was doing in my previous career, I was working on an event. You know, I'd spend 2 years working on an event that would last for 6 days.
Wow.
And that was an
two years to back set up.
Right, right. And so that was a shot in the arm for a community from an economic impact. What we're doing here is economic development. We're building a base. We're bringing companies to Indiana. We're showing them that they can really use Indiana as a launching off point for the business, especially for the early stage startups.
But again, that umbrella could be whatever falls under sports, right?
That's right.
It could be equipment.
Could be equipment if there's technology involved. You know, even if it's a physical piece, it could be, how was that made? Is it carbon fiber? What was the technique in using and actually designing that product? So there's tech everywhere. There's tech infused with sports across the board. And so, you know, we really invite all companies that are looking at where to grow their business. We think Indiana is a great place for companies to do that.
What are you most wrapped up in and passionate about at the here and now in the moment?
Yeah, for me, I think it's all about being a convener and a connector. The thing about Indiana that is so great is it's a friendly place to do business. It's very hospitable. We call it Hoosier Hospitality.
Which probably is real, huh?
Yeah, you've experienced that on your ground here, whether you're in South Bend or you're in Indianapolis. You go down to Evansville or Bloomington or West Lafayette or even Muncie, for that matter, where Ball State got a great program and school there. What I'm most excited about is being a connector for people and seeing their eyes light up to talk about the opportunities that are here. And so we're doing that this week with a conference called the 10 Sports Conference. This is our second year doing it here in Indiana. It's also held in Dublin, Ireland every year. And so that's an intentional effort for the folks here in Indiana to create a bridge to Europe.
Are you forced to have to go over to Dublin?
Yeah, I might have spent last March at least a couple days in Dublin. You know, it's an intentional bridge that we're building to Europe through Ireland and being a connector. And so what I'm learning, Tom, is that there's such a passion around sports tech. And people know Indiana because of our sports history, that they're keen to learn more and get connected. And that's what we do. So I call it relationship capital. We can open a lot of doors. And think about Indiana, it's easy to get a meeting here. People are so kind and they want folks to succeed. And so when you think about this migration that's happening maybe from the western United States or the coasts, some people will call the Midwest the middle coast.
Yep.
Because people can choose to live anywhere now. You know, COVID did something to us as a society that, you know, there's unintended consequences. And I think people are connecting with their life more and they can choose where they want to live. Why not choose a place that is super cost effective, that's friendly, it's a really easy place to start a business, and oh, by the way, if you're in sports tech, it's a the sports history here, it's just a great kind of head start.
Yeah, you guys, I don't think you realize how spoiled you are. Come out to California for a day in LA or San Francisco and you're going, wow.
Yeah,
you come back, Midwest, so appreciating. Your kids can afford to buy a house.
That's right.
Yeah.
They can. Yeah, the cost of, you know, the cost of living here is often ranked in the top in the country as far as being the most affordable. You know, the last couple of years with our state government, our leaders there, the entrepreneurial spirit, they put a lot of effort and intentionality behind, let's move the state forward. Let's really lean heavy into innovation. And sports tech is one of those sectors that they're really paying attention to. So they've come to us and said, hey, we need your help in building this community here in our state.
Jeff, back up for a moment. How did Sports Tech HQ get birthed?
Yeah, it was a start. So it was before I came. So we go back to my golf days, and I was in Minnesota at the time.
We're in Minnesota.
The southwest suburbs of Minneapolis. Hazeltine National is the golf course where the Ryder Cup was played, and I worked on that event. But had an opportunity to come back. Both my wife's family and my family are here from Indiana. And so the idea really was born about 4 years ago. It was determined after about 3 years or so, like, this is a really cool idea, but we need an institution, or we need somebody paying attention to this every day because the opportunities are out there. And so for me, I've been at the helm now for about 10 months.
Oh, wow.
But I've been all over the world. I've been to Ireland, we've been to Italy, we've been to London, talking about Indiana.
So you're promoting Indiana. Yeah. when you go on the road.
That's right. So in Ireland, it was a sports tech conference. In Italy, we had, I think you interviewed Paul Mitchell recently. We had the Indy Autonomous Challenge. Yep. Sports tech HQs involved in that circuit from a sponsor standpoint. And so opened the doors with some government officials there in Italy to talk about, hey, is there an alliance here that we can create?
Mm-hmm. Just off the cuff, you're in Italy, Milan or whatever, and you're invited on the stage. How do you open up about Indiana?
Like, how do you pitch Indiana, right? Yeah. You talk about the history and the sports culture here, and you talk about the friendliness of the community. You talk about how cost-effective it is to do business here. And, oh, by the way, where do you need a connection point? Oh, I need a connection into motorsports, or I'd really like to talk to somebody from the Pacers. Oh, well, we can do that. We can help facilitate that. And that's really what it's all about, is being a convener and a connector. Mm-hmm. And so really excited about what's to come, about having potentially a contingent of Irish, early stage Irish startups based here in Indiana. They want a North American headquarters. Indiana is the place to do it.
So it's happening.
It's happening.
I love it.
You got it. Yeah. I think, you know, for us, Indiana is a really special community to me because I grew up here, but, you know, it's international. We have an international flair. Every May, we have an international flair here with this event. When we host big events, we've got the world is watching, and people see it. And so
So here we are at the Speedway, world famous. And this is Memorial Day weekend that you're talking
That's
about.
That's right. Every May.
The world comes to Indianapolis.
Yeah, you think about the total attendance, I think, is pushing close to about 400,000, maybe 350 to 400,000 for that. And so you think, you know, percentage of our population as a U.S. population is here that day. A pretty large percentage of the population is here concentrated in this property. And the energy around that, and it's all around sports. There's not many things in life that can move the emotional needle for folks, you know, with just the way the world is and the immediacy of technology, and you've got it at your fingertips. You can watch anything, whatever you want, anytime on your phone. But when you're in the moment of a sporting event and technology and innovation is on full display, there's nothing quite like it. And you get the flyover. I know you're military. You get the flyover from the jets that day. And, you know, we were hosting a company from Norway, entertaining them because they're looking at having a North American headquarters. The flyover flew over, you know, just the sound, and you could see the jet burners. And she looked to me and she said, "You guys know how to do it here." And she's right. Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay, what secrets are you holding back? What do you want to share that we haven't talked about?
You know, I think Indiana, if it's a secret, I would say Indiana, although we've been really reserved, we're pretty humble here.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of like Canadians, you know that.
Maybe. You know, we've kind of shied away from talking about how good we are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough for me because I'm pretty humble too. But I will say, like, we're going to get a lot better at telling the story about why Indiana is good. And we're going to be a little bit more bold about that. And in sports tech, I think we can lead that effort. So I guess the secret we've been hiding maybe for the last 100 years is that innovation happens here. The people are great. It's a great place to have a business. It's a great place to raise a family. And, you know, that secret, you know, is maybe not a secret anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be a little bit more bold about telling the story about Indiana, why it's a great place to live, work, play, and enjoy life.
At some point, you're going to be going, "We're sold out."
We're sold out.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I mean,
should have been here.
There might be a couple cities south of us. You know, talk to some folks, and I won't name the city, but in Tennessee, one particular individual, she moved from that community, Music Town, I won't name the town. Yeah. And I said, "Why did you move? Everybody's moving there." And she said, "That's exactly right.
Yep.
Infrastructure."
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten really
like
busy. It's gotten really expensive. And so there might be a tipping point, but we're not focused on that right now. Yep. We're focused on connecting founders and businesses to the community here in Indiana.
Very cool. Jeff Hintz, Executive Director, Sports Tech HQ. How cool.
Yeah.
And before we go, website?
sthq.org.
That's too easy. We've been talking with Jeff Hintz, Executive Director, Sports Tech HQ, in the heart of the mothership in Indianapolis at the racetrack. I'm your host, Tom Wilburn.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.